Hey guys, this is Matt Powell. I recently received word that a friend of mine had his church bombed. Unfortunately, some people didn't like what he was preaching, and they got very angry with him, and they cried out, "Love, love," and they held up the love, love signs to tell everybody how much they love everybody. And then a few days later, they end up bombing his church. Now, as Christians, you may fall in a different camp than a fundamentalist Baptist. You may be, you might be a Bible churcher. You might even be a Pentecostal. No matter what denomination you are, no matter who you are, you should be rallying around the man of God right now. When a brother in Christ is attacked by terrorists, there should be no question about standing up and giving him your support. It doesn't matter what camp you're in. It doesn't matter what beliefs you have. If somebody that claims the name of Christ, a saved, born-again brother, is receiving persecution, you should be one of the first people to stand up and support somebody that goes through something like this. And I just want to say that before this bombing happened to Pastor Bruce Mejia's church, a group of homosexuals went ahead and decided to do like a show in front of his church, in front of the children on their way in, singing about sexually perverted things. Now, there's no question that this is fundamentally just outright child abuse. This is molestation of the minds of children. This is introducing them to sexual things and perverted things. And they're not even ready to even think about something like that. The Bible teaches that sexual things are for marriage. Intimacy is for marriage. But these group of homosexuals that went ahead and protested his church started singing about that. And interestingly enough, in 2016, a very similar group of homosexuals were holding up signs of men and women kissing each other, women kissing women, men kissing men. And they said that their goal was to plant seeds in the minds of the children as they walked into church. Now, keep in mind, children shouldn't even be thinking about stuff like this, but these homosexuals from the LGBT community thought it reasonable to show up to his church just this past week and try to shove these ideas in the children's faces. They cry out, "Peace, peace," when there is no peace. And their ultimate goal is to corrupt the minds of people. As a Christian, there should be no doubt who you stand with. There should be no doubt that Pastor Mejia is a man of God, and that's why he's going through the persecution that he's going through right now. And in fact, even InfoWars, a group that's not even fundamentalist or Baptist in any sense of the word, was willing to have him on and to stand with him against the LGBT community and the terrorists that bombed his church. And interestingly enough, just a day after the bombing, after the news media reported on this, Pastor Mejia and Pastor Shelley were already planning on releasing a documentary about this specific group of people that protested his church, the homosexuals. And so it's perfect timing. It's totally of the Lord for people to see this. And so it's perfect timing. It's totally of the Lord for people to see this documentary about this group of people that just happened to protest his church and the acts and the filthy things that these people do. And I watched this documentary that they produced a couple days after it came out, and I could not agree more with what was preached in it. And I understand a lot of those things are now considered radical, but everything in that documentary was based on statistics, facts, the Bible, and science. And so it's irrefutable proof of what these people are. And down in the comment section below, in a link, you'll be able to see on the pinned comment below the documentary. Just go ahead and click on that. And I highly encourage you to watch this documentary. Because for years, America's consensus was completely a consensus. It was a whole. Everybody agreed that these perverters of the flesh should be dealt with accordingly and according to what the Bible says about them. And so Pastor Mejia put together this documentary with Pastor Jonathan Shelley, and also a very good friend of mine, Ben the Baptist. And they took time out of their schedules to put this thing together and get it out there on the internet. So let's go ahead and watch this film when you get some time and support them and support Pastor Mejia with what he's been going through right now. You know, if you were going through something of this caliber with a whole group of haters, you would want support from your brothers in Christ as well.